Good morning, it's Barbara, Nebraska, and today is Saturday, May 1st, 2010. And I thought I'd better do a reflection podcast about, or audio view, I should say, about NEDA, which was yesterday's and Thursday's Nebraska Educational Technology Association meeting. And it was a great day. I think I enjoyed yesterday even more. The keynote was Rem Jackson. And he had a grand piano there, and he sang a few songs. And I did post an audio boo, some of his songs. The one that was very funny was "Hey, Mr. Facebook." So you'll have to see that, listen to that, and the one before that was good too. And he had a lot of great ideas where, once again, creativity using our new technology tools just makes for a stronger society, stronger economy, and he just had a really positive, funny keynote. I really enjoyed him. Then I started going to my breakout sessions. Oh, before I did that, I went to all the vendors and dropped in my little cards for their prizes. Then I was going to go to using keynotes, a class on that, and I didn't realize this is one that you had to pre-register for and bring your own laptop. And I couldn't bring my laptop because I had to leave it with my sub so that he could use it for the smart board. So I ended up going to a teacher from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, getting it done with Google Docs. And he had some, you know, good things, just how he practically uses it. He teaches a lot of online courses with his college students. And it was, you know, it was interesting. It was a packed room. And then next I went to Corey Dahl and Jill Bates, free technology resources to use tomorrow. And even though today's Saturday, I can use them. He gives a great workshop. I really enjoyed his style. And he's just a really funny guy. And saw a lot of old favorites and then a couple new ones. One was a timer, which I really liked. So I think, I can't remember what it was called. All the things from the different workshops are going to be posted at the netasite.org, netasite.org. So you can see all the different workshops and presenters. So we save tons of paper. They put them all online. That's what technology teachers should do. And then I went to using Google applications to truly collaborate. And this is with someone who I saw last year. I think she's in North Platte, Nebraska, junior high English teacher. And now she's, besides using Google Docs, she's also using Buzzword by Adobe. And I'm not familiar with that one, so I'm going to have to check out that one. What she liked, too, is about the comments you can add to it. Then went to Jackie Mulner's Technology Tools for Teachers and a lot of good things that she uses. And what was really funny is she had the internet. We were able to go live, and her class with their sub were supposed to be working on a Glogster poster for her technology class. And she was able to see who was online and who was working, and then she was able to check one of the students to see how they did. So that was pretty funny that we can check in online with her students to see if they were working. And then the final one I went to was with a person from the Nebraska Department of Education, and what is a 21st century teacher. And it was a very good wrap it all up session, and we were, he again talked about Marzano, which is one of the big buzzwords, and I'm going to have to finally check him out and see what he is saying. But he's talking about the Promethean effect, where if a teacher is properly trained and you are able to engage your students, you can have a 20% higher achievement rate with your students if the teacher is properly trained, which kind of reminds me that, or makes me think that if you're a dynamic teacher, using your new tools will keep your classroom achievement up. If you're just a basic, run-of-the-mill, let's not, you know, do this, let's do the what we can get by with, you won't have that achievement. So I don't know which comes first, the chicken or the egg. But it was a really good roundup session for the end of the day. It got me thinking about, you know, what I'm doing. He also talked about this one website. This is a guy, his last name is Khan, K-H-A-N, the Khan Academy. And what he does is give online, well, actually he, you know, records them, puts them on YouTube, math, science, chemistry, physics, just different little 10, 15 minute sessions on how to do different math problems, how to do different chemistry, physics problems. And he uses a blackboard screen. He has kind of a, it must be a tablet, and he can use different colors. And I checked it out, and he's got basic math too. And I'm going to have to show my students, because we just did equivalent fractions. And oh, I think they're definitely making it harder than it is, because I was watching it, and it's like, that's exactly what I say. But then if they're watching another person teach it, it might click for them, you know, using all the different tools you can. So I thought that was very interesting. And he also had, he told us that on iTunes U, the Nebraska Department of Education has a channel, and all the old shows that Nebraska used to show. And I remember my early years of teaching showing some of those shows. There was a guy who would draw along with a story. There was Marion the librarian. So I'm anxious to look at that. And then, you know, if I do get an iPod Touch for my classroom, I can load those videos on and my students can watch that. So overall, NIDA was great. Of course, I was able to connect with my personal learning network, and I got to meet a lot of people on Twitter. And at the very end, they want you to come in and they have a drawing. And I won a vendor prize. It was something for Windows, and I'm a Mac school. So my husband is a Windows school, so he might be able to use it. It was something for drawing and web design. So it was a Windows Vista. So he'll have to see if he can use that. But that was very exciting. And of course, I tweeted about that. And it was just a really good session. I was really proud of Nebraska. I think they said they had over 2,000 people that came to this workshop, and anxious to use the new tools I've learned. And I think I'm going to take the plunge and buy an iPod Touch for the classroom. And I also am going to buy a document camera. It's called the IPEVO, IPEVO. And it's only $69, and it looked great. Other document cameras I've seen are $600, $700, and this looked great. And so if I buy that along with the iPod Touch, you know, we could use that and put that up on the smart board and show what we're working on. So another great NIDA. Looking forward to next year. And that is all for today. Have a good day.